want to selfishly connect to something that is uplifting, but I won't squander it on myself. I promise I'll uplift others if I am uplifted. And we want you to realize that it's the most natural thing in the world for you to connect with that energy of upliftment, and you cannot help but uplift others when you get there. But your ulterior motive can't be for the helping of others. Your ulterior motive must be for alignment with who you are. In other words, look at it as coming home. Look at it as returning to who you really are. Look at it as forgiveness, in the sense that you are now forgiving your disconnection and allowing your reconnection. What could be more natural than being who you are? And then it's just compounded by helping others through the clarity of your example be who they are. But you're not doing it so that they can be who they are. You're doing it because the only thing that is natural is for you to be who you are, you say. Turns out, since we are all in this together, you can't thrive without perpetuating thriving. Mm-hmm. And so what do the poor people do who are determined to be so valiant that they never selfishly receive anything of their own, but they just want to help others? Boy, they're in trouble, aren't they? I just want to uplift others. And so I have to find a way of uplifting them without uplifting myself. Good luck.
So when I'm
can't happen, defies law.
So when I'm coming to in this wonderful 5 days and interacting with everyone, for me to get past that in myself, the story I've begun to tell myself is that Source is becoming through me as a way of giving myself permission.
Good words. We want you to work on not needing to work so hard to allow it. And we're just going to toy with you a little bit till you have a sort of breakthrough here. Because it's odd how far so many people come from their joy, and then how odd being joyful sounds. We will say to people, reach for thoughts that feel better, and then all kinds of wonderful things begin to happen. And we say, Don't try to close your gap. Don't reach for better feeling thoughts because you're trying to affect some manifestational result. Reach for the better feeling thoughts for the success of achieving the joyful feeling thought. And they will say,
that's hard for me.
They say, all right, I'm willing to be joyful if it will help others. Or, all right, I'm willing to be joyful if it will help me get something else that I want. Or they will say, what do I really get for reaching for joy? And we say, joy? Yeah, but really, what's in it for me? And we say, you're in it for you. In other words, reaching, we want to find a way to say, it is such a distortion for you to not be who you are. So look at it as a returning to who you are, not for the motive of making something happen and not for the motive of being a deliberate creator. Just look for the reason of returning to who you are. A lot of people have convinced a lot of people that your joy is not an important thing. Mm-hmm.
It's dependent on your value somehow.
Well, it's very interesting. They often say with a straight face, don't do what makes you happy, do what makes me happy. In other words, that's what so many of them are saying. Don't you be selfish. And what they mean is, satisfy my selfishness, not your own. So a lot of times, parents, well-meaning parents and teachers, they have actually, in their quest to get their own children or their students to do what they need them to do so that they can feel better, they coax them into behavior that pleases them, not realizing that they're actually coaxing them away from their own guidance.
I hope I'm not doing that when I'm teaching.
Selfishness, well,
I don't believe I am.
So who do you teach?
I'm a yoga instructor. I do a lot of therapeutic and adaptive and attempting to inspire people to their own healing through
yoga. And so what is your motivation